Except the Lord keep the city, they waketh in vain, they that watch over it. I want to always remember that no matter how incredible the ministry, or the mission, or the business being interviewed, it's all in vain if not for Him. Thanks for joining us for another Faith Horizons podcast. The purpose of a Faith Horizons podcast is to discover the kingdom of God in Kansas City, one conversation at a time. Exciting news. We now have a studio and do video recording as well as podcasting. You can find us on YouTube and Rumble, or just go to the show page at faithhorizons.com. The exact link will be in the show notes. In this episode, Bill gave us an update on Genesis 1:1 Fine Arts. We talked about artist missionaries and the current opportunities and needs of the ministry. We also discussed the upcoming Salt and Light Ministries event at Cloverleaf Apartments in South Kansas City. This apartment community is being revitalized with continued ministry and relationship building. On another note, the prayer walks are back in Ruskin Heights. Bill calls them prayer walks, but I would like to say that they are more evangelistic than the name makes these walks sound. Lastly, I would like to extend a special thanks to Julia Del Otterness, Bill's wife, for providing the beautiful artwork for the studio. You should be able to purchase her art soon at juliadelart.com. Here's my conversation with Bill Otterness. Well, welcome to another Faith Horizons podcast. We have Bill back with us. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Nate.
We've got a new studio, and welcome to the new studio. We've got, just been setting this up for a little bit now, and it's been really exciting just to put it all together, and hopefully it all works out. So,
yeah, I like it.
Yeah, thanks. And, this is the first time we're really trying to capture the video correctly, and it's kind of daunting because it's, quite, scary, but, we tried to add some accent lighting and some stuff just to make this experience good. And also, I looked at a couple different podcasts, like Unashamed. Like, you could see the Duck Dynasty type of, like, one of my friends gave me a duck in the background there. And then, we got some ships and some jazz. We got a jazz guy way over there. And anyway, so this is the studio, and hopefully, we're just trying to offer more of an experience for people in Kansas City.
So, well, I like it. Yeah. It's very comfortable.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm on camera now.
So. You're on camera now. We now know what you look like, Bill.
Yeah, so I had to clean up.
You have to clean up. You actually have to clean up to be on the podcast now. Yeah. Anyway, we brought you on because you've got some new stuff coming up. We're talking about both Genesis 1 and Otterness Missions. Otterness Missions focuses on evangelism and then also just anything that has to do with, like, outreach. And then Genesis 1:1 is more art-centric, and they're creating art missionaries. So can you tell us a little bit about some of the new stuff that, like the Genesis 1:1, that's what's going on with Genesis 1:1?
So, yeah, we're still plugging ahead, doing a lot of the open studio. Something new that's really kicked off this year is art worship nights.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We've been able to partner with Daniel Brimer's Worship, Watch, and Wait ministry and coincide with that. So we're doing a lot of art in concert with his music ministry, which usually occurs on Sunday evenings. And so we've been able to put together a really nice art team for that. And we rotate a couple artists in, periodically. But it's really been something that we've been able to help the artists become more in tune with how the Holy Spirit can work through them as they're doing art, especially in a scene like that where you're just completely engulfed with different forms of worship, because these nights are full of dance and singing and praise and prophecy. And, we got flag team that comes in doing
the big banners waving around.
Yeah. I mean, it's just very accessible for those that want to do worship in whatever form God has given them.
That's so cool. Yeah. I've been to a couple of the Daniel Brimer Sunday night events, and they're, he pulls together an entire team of people to do worship, and they have multiple different instruments and lots of singers. And,
right.
And like you said, and when I've come in, there's like three or four artists' booths set up in the front, and they're doing art, and then there's people
there's kids running around, and then you have, you know, the people like the flaggers, and then there's communion in the corner. And so it's quite a dynamic experience.
Yeah. So we've been trying to gleam off of Daniel Brimer in the sense that, you know, we want to have a good team as well.
Yeah.
And so that's where we've been real intentional about having those artists there where they're at, like you said, right in the front of the room.
Yeah. So tell me about artist missionaries. We talked a little bit about that before. You said that one of the things that Genesis 1:1 was focusing on was artist missionaries.
Yeah. So Genesis 1:1 Fine Art is a missions focused ministry. Julia and I, my wife, Julia, who's technically she's the founder of that ministry, and we're full-time missionaries. And so we staff people that have that like-minded set to be on the mission field. And so we're wanting to increase the team and have full-time staff come on board to help us with these efforts. With the different things we have going on with Genesis 1:1, besides the art worship nights, we have curriculums for Days of Creation workshops, Art Flood, plein air events.
Yeah. You did that like, what, 2 years ago or last
year? We did one last year. Yeah. And we've done a couple plein air events. The Art Flood last year was an inaugural year. And so we're looking to do those. And we'd like to multiply that around the country.
Absolutely.
So we need people to help with that. The Genesis 1:1, like I said, it is a missions organization, and we use the art to evangelize and disciple the Christian artists and the community. So there's a lot of different things. You can go to genesis1-1art.org and look at some of these different initiatives that we're already engaging in.
Yeah.
And find out more. Like we need media. We need stuff like this.
Yeah, I was looking at your, you know, you gave me a brochure before we started today, and it, you know, just, you know, it says you can be a team member at Genesis 1:1 Fine Arts. You can be a part of the media tech, photographer, coordinator, video editing, administration, an artist, an art curator. So you've got to, you know, if you actually, you know, join up with them, they can give you one of these too and tell you all the needs they have.
Yeah. So if you think about any type of business or an organization, church or anything nowadays, you need a presence in social media. You need a presence on the internet. There's no phone books, if you even know what that is.
Yeah.
You know, right. So there's a way for people to connect with you on an online presence. And so a lot of that you need to have.
Absolutely. So, that's Genesis 1:1. So can you tell us a little bit about, I know you've re-resumed prayer walks in Ruskin, and then also you have a Cloverleaf outreach coming up with Otterness Missions. So can you tell us a little bit about?
Yeah.
Let's do Cloverleaf first, and we can kind of get into some of the stories of what's going on with Ruskin.
So Otterness Missions, basically it's kind of a consulting group, if you will.
Yeah.
We work with different ministries, churches, organizations, businesses, whatever is looking to engage with their community and do an evangelistic type of event. So we're kind of evangelistic consultants. And one of those ministries that we work with kind of on a regular basis for the last couple of years now is called Salt and Light.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And Salt and Light, I was with them a couple of years ago in this community called Cloverleaf.
Yeah.
It's an apartment community, and it's...
Where's it at? Yeah.
So it's South Kansas City. Technically, it's South Kansas City, but you have to go past Grandview.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little notch of Kansas City that is kind of left all by itself in between 140th Street and 150 Highway on the outer road.
Wow.
And it just kind of sits back there. Many of the apartments in there are boarded up, but there's people actually living in them.
Oh, wow.
It's really inhumane conditions.
Oh, that's hard. That's
it's
harsh.
Very hard. But Salt and Light has been able to really gain a lot of favor with the management. I think there's been four different managers that have rotated through there in the last couple of years. Wow. There was a class action lawsuit by the tenants against the owner of the place. They just recently won that lawsuit because of the inhumane conditions. And so they'll be awarded a pretty good sum of money. It's just a mess out there.
Yeah.
It's just a mess.
That's really sad because, I've cleaned apartments before, you know, in the past. Yeah. And I know apartment managers and they, you know, most of the apartment managers I've worked with have actually, you know, they actually care about their tenants and their conditions of the living that they're providing.
At least make an effort.
Yeah, exactly.
So none of that's been going on. And So Salt and Light has been, they were able to start up these weekly outreaches.
Uh-huh.
And so a lot of the kids come out and they're both in the education system. So they really know how to connect with these kids.
So the two, and the teach two them Bible leaders studies. Of Salt and Light. So who are they again?
David and Rebecca McCorn.
Yeah. So they are part of the Grandview education system, right?
Is it
Grandview? Yeah.
Yeah. And that Salt and Light ministry is primarily focused on South Kansas City, Grandview area, mm-hmm. you know, the southern portion of the metro.
There's plenty to do in those two locations.
There's plenty to do. And Cloverleaf has kept them quite busy. And so, you know, we've been out there with them. Julie and I especially have, you know, we got a great friendship with them and we've done some outreaches in. And from the time that I first went out there 2 years ago till now, you can see that the residents there are just absorbing all of this.
Yeah.
They're absorbing the gospel. They're regurgitating it very well, like literally saying verses that they've memorized. And it's really gone a long ways. And so when the management changes out there, the residents and the staff are telling the new manager, no, you must keep this ministry here alive in these apartments. And so we've seen a lot of
great cool.
blessings. Yeah. And so, you know, we talk a lot. I've been talking with them quite a bit this last year about, you know, kind of really reaching the entire community because a lot of it's been children.
Yeah.
Primarily. And we come up with this idea to do like a schools out after party.
Yeah.
And so on June 10th, we'll have a stage out there in the apartment complex.
Yeah. Are you bringing any of the, that one team going out there with you guys?
Well, what we'll
Extreme,
do.
Team Extreme.
Well, what we're going to do, there's been a lot of rappers that want
to. Oh, cool.
So we're going to do a rapper showcase. And so there'll be about, I think, six rappers.
Oh, wow.
And one of them has a school. Yeah. So they'll have students out there from the ages of 4 to 17.
Oh, wow.
And there'll be about 25 students.
To rap.
Yeah. That's yeah. So, cool. so it's going to, so D-Row, who's one of my rappers from GX International.
Yeah.
He's been on some outreaches with us before. He's going to kind of run the rapper showcase.
Oh, cool.
So that's how that's going to look. There'll be worship.
A jump rappers house. They have a jump house there.
Oh, yeah. I love jump house. We'll have games and hot dogs and, you know, all the stuff. Just because we want to just really bring all the families out.
And that's on June 10th. And so that's specifically for Cloverleaf, or is it?
Yeah, that's specifically for Cloverleaf, but some of the here's the interesting thing.
Yeah.
Nobody goes to Cloverleaf.
Okay.
I mean, if you drove out there right now,
it's around.
Like 10 o'clock in the morning. You'll be like, oh, I'm in the wrong place, and you will leave right away.
Oh, really?
Much less be out there in the dark.
Wow.
So it's like one of those places. People just don't go there. They just don't go. But recently, this last spring, there have been kids and even parents that have been coming in from outlying communities to Cloverleaf for the weekly outreach.
Oh, wow. So are those on, on Sunday or
are
they?
Those are on Wednesday night.
On Wednesday night. Yeah. Now, don't they do a Sunday? I thought Salt and Light did a Sunday thing too.
They do. And those are really fun. They just started.
Park, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
John Anderson
Park. Yeah.
And so.
That's on like 140th, 150th maybe?
I think it's 134th.
Okay. 134th. Yeah.
Yeah. It's in Grandview.
It's got a really cool splash park too in it. John Anderson Park does. My kids go out there all the time.
So they've been able to get, so then again, they have permission again to go out there and set up loudspeakers and, you know, we have a mixer and tent and I'm looking forward to getting out there with them again this year. I love serving with those guys. Mm-hmm. I've been able to get on the microphone and preach several times with them.
Cool.
And I'm trying to get worship teams. So that's another thing. We need worship teams to come out.
I thought you had L3 111. Is 111 helping?
Well, not on this effort.
Okay.
No. With Salt and Light, so Salt and Light does a church in the park at John Anderson Park in Grandview. And it usually, I want to say it usually kicks off around 11 or 12.
Yeah. Don't they usually provide food too?
Yeah.
I've seen them.
Yeah, they'll have hot dogs and hamburgers and chips and things like that. Yeah, cool. It's generally a small crowd. But what we really need out there is some live worship, people that are willing to commit to that. So we know for sure we'll have some live worship.
Yeah, cool.
And yeah, it just makes a whole difference.
All right. So yeah, let's talk about, just turning the page here. Let's talk about the Ruskin. You guys are doing the prayer walks in Ruskin. I mean, you call them prayer walks. I would call them evangelist walks, but
they are
the evangelist walks through the neighborhood.
Yeah,
people tend to get saved and prayed for and healed and all.
Absolutely.
The other
stuff. I mean, it's just a basic walk and pray experience. It's nothing too extravagant.
So what's happened? Some of the stuff that's happened in the last, like, maybe 4 weeks.
So here's the interesting thing. So that area, you know, like Cloverleaf, uh-huh. you know, it was pretty bad. And there was actually some slumlords out there. Ready. Yeah. It's all now Ruskin is all housing. There's no apartments out
there. So that's like Blue Ridge Boulevard, right?
Yeah. So it runs from the northern part of it is 107th Street.
Okay.
And it stretches all the way to Longview Road.
Oh, wow. That's pretty. That's a big
yeah,
territory.
There's about 5,000 souls in that neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
And so there's
And do you live in Ruskin, don't you?
Yeah. So we're right there. And so Julie and I will walk over to that park on Tuesdays.
Sycamore Park.
Yeah, yeah, that's correct. Sycamore Park, 10800 Sycamore Terrace. And we'll go over there and just meet up with whoever's willing to come out. You know, we kind of put the invitation out there. Come hang out and walk with us on Tuesdays. And so we've been doing that. And this year, the interesting thing is everybody we've come across has been super excited about Jesus.
Yeah.
Like I haven't seen it like that ever out there.
I mean, I heard people like running at you, crying, all the sorts
of stuff. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so, and this year, it's been very... It's like the embrace is even greater.
I wonder if that's because of the loneliness. I mean, because the 2020, you know, the pandemic thing created a lot of loneliness, and we're still seeing the effects of that even maybe 2 years later.
Well, not just that. So what that does with the society is it not just a loneliness, but a hopelessness.
And isolation.
And so when you present hope to them, it's, you know, but it's more than that. Like that, I think that was last year what was happening. And this year, it's almost like everybody just has the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
They're ready. Everyone has been extremely nice, just walking and hanging out and talking. We were out there Tuesday, and it's almost like it's just your family's neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like, this is not really the Ruskin I remember when we first started out.
Yeah.
People were very standoffish, and it was... you know, I would have to use my techniques to persevere to gain an opportunity to pray with people and to present the gospel, you know, whereas now it's just like we're all in the same family.
Yeah.
Like something's changed out. Like all these prayers we've been doing they've
awesome.
Come to pass. They're coming to pass.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to explain.
Yeah.
But it's just been beautiful, like with the people,
So is there is there a specific story that you would have that?
So once a month we're out there with a grill and some worship music.
Yeah.
And we just kind of camp out there.
So you bring out the food and the worship. Yeah.
Yeah. We bring out food and worship once a month, and we just tell everybody to come around. And we were out there in May, and this guy comes in with his daughter, and I'm not sure how old she was, but I mean, I think she was maybe 7 or something. And he was just kind of drawn to, we're doing worship music, and it was very just like, they got this guy with a guitar. He's not a worship leader, but he can play the guitar real well. This other guy shows up with a 5-gallon bucket and some sticks and a couple shakers.
Yeah.
And that was our worship.
That works.
But this one gentleman comes in, and he just starts hanging out. Kind of creeped into the scene, and he's just hanging out there, and gave him some hot dogs and started talking to him. And then it turns out his little girl wrote this little rap song. And so we figured out how to make a beat with our bucket and our guitar. And she did her rap and talked to this guy, and it turned out he just got out of jail. He's on parole, and he was able to reconnect with his daughter.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's wonderful.
And so we prayed with them and talked to him about Jesus, and he was very receptive to the whole thing. And it was literally because we were playing worship music and he was drawn to it.
Yeah.
Even though it was like a bucket and a guitar.
Awesome.
And, you know, we're like,
that works.
And nobody could, no one knew how to kind of lead the worship. So it really sounded bad.
Wow.
In a way, but he was so drawn to it.
Wow.
And so, yeah, we were able to pray with him and his daughter, and that was just incredible.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah. Let's see what else we had. And it just seems like every time we are out there, well, like one night we were walking and seeing this guy, and he just kept staring at us and staring at us. Oh, and we had walked past him a couple times. And so I thought of the time that there was this beggar on the steps at the temple, and Jesus must have walked past him, I don't know how many times.
Yeah.
And then Peter finally walks up to him and says, you know, we've seen you here. We don't have any gold or silver for you, but this is what we have. And so I'm watching this guy watch us, and I thought, we better go up there and
talk to him.
Talk to him. And we walked up, and his mother was there, and she come out, and the guy goes, oh, they're just praying for people. And she goes, oh my gosh, your angels. God sent me angels. And her husband had just passed away like 24 hours before.
That's hard.
And she was just so excited to have us there. But it's just been like that everywhere we're going.
So every time you go out, you get an encounter with people, and people are getting
every time
coming to Christ.
Yeah, even in the rain. We were out one time, it was raining on us, and nobody said, let's go. So it's like, we just kept walking, and there was this family out in the rain trying to work on their car.
Oh, that's cool.
And so he recommitted his life to Jesus. It's just interesting if you just talk to people.
All right. Well, thanks for the update with Genesis 1:1 and then the prayer walks. And, you know, this is the new studio. And we've even got your wife's art is actually on the walls. And we got Julia Dell
right
here.
Me.
You know, we got a beautiful picture of hot air balloons right
off
behind,
in the horizon.
Right off in the horizons, man. Yes. This is Faith Horizons. These people literally have faith because they get in hot air balloons. Who knows where they're going to end up?
Yeah. So the
didn't she write that during like the first week of January, I think this year, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think she drew that. I think she actually painted that during the first week. It was like the launch week for January.
You're right. When we did
with
start
worship,
the year
watching,
off right.
Yeah, with worship.
It was a whole week of art worship and music worship. And
so that was where that originated. I don't know if it was finished there, but it was definitely originated.
Yeah, most of it was done there, and then she touched it up a little bit.
Yeah.
That's an actual photo from the balloon fiesta that goes on in Albuquerque.
Oh, cool.
And so we've been a part of that for many years.
So Julia Dell, you know, the founder of Genesis 1:1 is very soon going to launch her own site, you know, where you can purchase and buy her own artwork. I think it's juliadellart.com.
I think it is. You're right.
So wow. Juliadellart.com.
Juliadellart.com.
But I don't think the site is up yet, but we've got the painting
any
here.
Day now.
I've asked her if she could provide painting, and she's provided beautiful artwork.
Oh, we love you, man.
Yeah, for the Faith Horizon studio, it's really cool to have it. We'll see some rotation here as soon as somebody buys these pictures, and we'll, you know.
Yeah, buy some art.
Buy some art, anyway. But anyway, so thank
support
you.
Support local missions.
Yeah, support missions. And anyway, so thank you so much for coming on the Faith Horizons podcast.
Can't wait till next time.
Here's a quick update from Faith Horizons. I have recently added unique pages for each organization interviewed on the Faith Horizons podcast. These pages include all articles and posts for that specific organization and also include the opportunity to leave your testimony of experience with them. You can find these specific organization pages and the opportunity to leave testimonies on the front page. Please take the time to leave a testimony for whichever organizations have impacted you. It really helps tell the complete story of what God is doing in Kansas City. Thank you so much.